Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good morning. It's a beautiful Saturday, March 12th, 2011. This is the Golf Club. We're online at radiogolfclub.com, of course, broadcasting. And thank you for stopping in to the clubhouse this morning. I've got a special open this morning. Everybody's asking me, how's things in Hawaii, you know, with the tsunami? It's certainly nothing. I mean, you know, Hilo was completely wiped out a couple of times, literally scraped off the planet and into the Hilo Bay. That was in the 50s and 60s and the 40s, and most people don't remember that. But they won't build there where that scraping of the ocean, where it went in and just literally took everything off the foundation and drug it back into the water where it stayed. That's what happened in Japan on such a huge scale that it boggles the mind. We can't even begin to comprehend. Walking, I see people walking to the streets. I'm sure that they're completely numb. But people still ask, you know, how are you folks in Hawaii? Well, no one died. The highest wave was only 8 feet. The governor of the state has issued a state of disaster proclamation, and that is the first step in getting federal assistance to begin the recovery. Well, the damage, millions of dollars to public facilities. It's even higher in the private sector. Most of the damage is on the Big Island, which, of course, is already suffering from the effects of the eruption of Kilauea, which is absolutely gorgeous to see. Everybody wants to come and see the eruption, but the fumes from Pele alone make it very difficult for plants to thrive. In other words, crops are dying, and people to be healthy. It really hurts your lungs. Well, 12 homes from the tsunami yesterday, 12. Homes in Kailua Kona came on the south side. It's south side, not the Hilo side. So on the south side of the Big Island, 12 homes were damaged or destroyed. One is floating in Kealakekua Bay, a car as well. Most of the cars damaged were just slammed up against trees or homes, the ones that were still standing, what's left of the homes. The King Kamehameha Hotel in Kona will be closed for 3 months. That's how much damage was done there. The wave just came rushing right into the lobby. The wave also flooded the basement of the Hulahe'e Palace, which is one of the ancient palaces, not very ancient, of course, by history, not 4,000 years old, but ancient for us, and ancient Hawaiian artifacts are stored in that basement. The damage to the palace and those artifacts hasn't been calculated yet. Besides the Kona Village Hotel, where damage is reported, the Four Seasons Hualalai is reportedly not a working hotel at this time. The tsunami brought waves into the Kihei on Maui, into homes, but on the road, mostly. There was reports of flooding in homes. I'm sure those people are going, yeah, my house was flooded. Kihei is very low. The water was rushing across the highway. Damage to the harbors and the retaining walls in Lahaina, Kahului, and Kihei is still being determined. Now, on Oahu, most of the damage was to the small boat harbors. Hardest hit appears to be Ke'ehi Boat Harbor and La Marianas, where over $1 million in damage is reported. That's to the piers. It's many more in millions of dollars to the private vessels that were or are moored there. Some piers were literally torn away, and the boats that were moored to them just sort of started floating off into the ocean. Some of those private vessels, you know, count as homes because that's where the people live. They don't actually have a house and can afford to have a boat. So they live on their boat. In Hawaii, we're not allowed to have trailers because you can't have a trailer park. You can't have a trailer with wheels. That's against building code. You have to have something that's secured to the ground. Makes sense for hurricanes. Also very good for developers. But a lot of people live on their boats. Again, we were lucky, though. No one died. So let's get straight into the show, and I want to thank our sponsors, Alaka'i Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication, excellent service, expert knowledge, work, product, you can depend on Alaka'i Mechanical. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved, they achieve results in that wonderful endless pool. Moon Physical Therapy. Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property, whether you need protection on your shopping center complex, or maybe an event you're putting on, you'd like to have some security guards there, Star Protection. And if you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. They are definitely what you need. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 742-8711. Special deals, packages for kama'aina and visitor alike. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. It is open now after an eight-month greens replacement. We're joined this morning by Vic Williams. I believe he is coming in to us from Puerto Rico. Are you there, Vic? Not yet. Okay, we're just having some technical difficulties. Did he give us a call to say he was calling in? Yes, okay. He will be joining us. So why don't we do a little bit of a recap of what's happening in, first of all, Doral, TPC Blue Monster, Doral, Florida, and we have in the lead right now an American. It's a very international field. Hunter Mahan, and he's quite pleased with his performance so far.
Played pretty solid. Pretty much most of the day, just a couple bogeys at the end, but hit it good, put the ball in play most of the day, and had some good up and downs and some key times, but yeah, everything feels pretty good.
And that's nice. Now, of course, Martin Kamer is right behind him with Francesco Molinari. They're both tied for second, but Kamer, you know, a lot of people want to know what drives this young man. He's so good.
Well, especially after the PGA Championship, you know, a lot of people thought that, you know, this may be the end of my career, especially in Germany, you know, few people thought that. And for me, it was very important that I keep winning. And for me, it's not that, yeah, of course I'm happy and I'm very satisfied, but it's not the final satisfaction, you know. For me, it's just I enjoy it. I love it so much to be in contention every week, and especially tomorrow. And hopefully on Sunday, being in one of the last groups and try to win the tournament. That is what golf is all about, and that is why I practice so hard, to be in that position as much as possible.
Absolutely, and he does practice hard. But, you know, he makes it look so easy. Have you ever watched him? It's amazing. He's so fluid. His stance is so beautiful, and his swing is perfection, precision. He's German. Okay, now, Aaron Badalite. You know, we talked about Aaron a lot. And then he kind of like drifted away, had some difficulty, was changing his swing, working on this and that. Let's see. He's now doing very nicely, thank you. He's tied for eighth with Adam Scott and Dustin Johnson. How are you feeling about your game, Bads?
Yeah, I've had a nice today. I made a couple of good saves, which is key for the momentum. But then also made a couple of birdie putts, which is, I mean, in the wind, it's hard to hit it close all day, so it was nice just to make a couple of 15, 20 footers.
Yeah, and that's what, Tiger Woods, I have the hardest time watching golf now, you know, everybody wants Tiger Woods to be in the field, it's so important for Tiger to be in the field. I put my hand over my eyes when he's on the green, just kind of peek through. He looks so hesitant, so insecure. So troubled over those putts. I mean, it's bad enough when he has he drives poorly. But he always did that. But when you can't count on your putter, so, you know, what's up? And he tries to explain it to us. Here.
I feel great over the putts. I just can't hit the putts hard enough. The putts, my feel and my pace were for the practice rounds. And when the rain came in, it totally changed what I saw and what I felt. And I've had a hard time making the adjustment. And, you know, look at all my putts that are on the low side or not enough pace to carry on my line. And it's hard for me to commit to hitting a putt that hard when, in the back of my mind, I know they were rolling pretty good early in the week.
I call it hesitation, and hesitation kills. You just remember that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Poipu Bay and Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Hawaii Kai has a 115 for you, and the Hawaii Men's Club and Happy Times. I want to go with them. I want to play with them. Happy Times. They're out playing today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Ko'olina has a 10.08, and Luana Hills has a 10.30 and a 12.30. McKenna on Maui has an 8.48 and a 9.20 and a 10.40. And at Kauai's beautiful Poipu Bay, you could play at 10:10 or 12:50 or 1:30. And the Golf Channel's Amateur Tour is playing today. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. So for you too, Kalapahui at Makalei. There's a 9:08, a 9:56, a 10:20. If you've never played Makalei on the Big Island, it's on the south side, upcountry. So it's beautiful. You're like in the woods. I like that. I want to go to Ko'ele Lodge. That's where I want to be. I'm going to be there. I'm going to do the show there. Oh, yes. Okay, that's my wish for the day. Volcano, there's a 10:18, a 10:42, and an 11:06. At the 2011 Hawaii State Amateur Stroke Play Championship that's underway at the Pearl Country Club, defending champ T.J. Kua is hoping to make an impact. But right now, the 2009 champ, Lawrence Chan, has a commanding 4-stroke lead over Ryan Kuroiwa. You got into the weekend after a 2-round of 5-under-67 yesterday. Okay, so he's doing his second round, that is, was 5-under-67. He had a 36-hole total of 9-under-135. He had a 68 and a 69, a 67. That's nice. See if Danielle can get on track now. I think Vic Williams is joining us from Puerto Rico. Good morning, Vic.
Indeed. I'm here.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm just fine, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. I remember our Arizona trip so fondly when we played all those Troon courses in Arizona. I had such a blast. We need to do that again.
Yeah, absolutely, as soon as possible. Although, yes. Might want to wait till next winter when it's nice and cool again. Right now, it's not bad.
No, not bad. We'd have to really make it snappy, right, to do it before the heat comes. But I will go for next winter, absolutely, in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Watching the field here, we've got, you know, in addition to the WGC, Cadillac, and all that stuff, where all the big guys are playing, we have in Puerto Rico the seepuertorico.com leaderboard. Puerto Rico Open is happening. And this John Daly, I was watching John, and I was reading your story, and he wasn't doing well. Tell me about it.
Well, I was out there watching him on Thursday. He was playing with Stuart Sink and Angel Cabrera, and around, well, he looked pretty darn frustrated. He was, you know, he three-putted a par three and came to the seventh hole, which was a fairly long par four, and a big rainstorm started to come down, and he looked a little despondent, standing there in his loudmouth pants with the rain coming down on him.
Oh.
He did manage to save par there, and then I headed back in because I had some other things to do, and lo and behold, he birdied the next hole. It was another par three, and he went on a runner after that. After the turn, he shot 31 on the back nine and came in at two under after one day. Well, yesterday he went two over 74 and missed the cut by a slim one shot. So
wow.
He finished even, and the cut was one under. So
it seems like he's not getting any breaks. It doesn't seem he's just not. He's trying to clean up his act, and he's just not getting any breaks. When he wasn't, he could do no wrong. I'm not sure what's up with the mindset there. Any ideas? Any thoughts?
You know, I don't know. It just seems like it seemed to me he was obviously trying hard. If he got it back together on the back nine on opening day, his swing looks pretty good. He's slimmed way down. He's a shadow of his former self physically.
I wonder if that is bad. You know, if he's accustomed to the center of gravity being in a different place in his body, like that can often throw off. Look at what happened with David Duval. You know, he's gained some weight back and he's playing better.
Right.
I just wonder about those things. If you change something when it's your body should be in shape, shouldn't smoke, shouldn't drink to excess, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But sometimes that weight loss can hurt. So you have Michael Bradley, Hunter Haas, and Troy Madison all at the top of the leaderboard.
That's right, and then Chris DeMarco's just a couple shots back. It's really a pretty good field. You know, there's Stuart Sink's playing here. He's playing again with Angel, and they're both playing pretty well. Angel has moved up. He's in T8 right now. James Driscoll, who shot a 63 Thursday, is tied for fourth, and we've got a lot of vets in there. Brant Jobe. There's a kid from not a kid really, but a guy from San Diego named Justin Hicks, who I'm kind of rooting for since he's a PGA Tour rookie at like age 37.
Oh, really?
Yes, he's never given up.
That's so
and
cool.
He's out there, and he's right now he's in the top 10. Stephen Ames is here. Steve Pate, Will McKenzie.
It's a solid field, and with Angel Cabrera there, it just makes me think about what they want to do, the PGA Tour wants to do. Isn't the commissioner, wasn't he down there talking about expanding, I like how you put it, the golf gospel to Latin America?
That's right. He was, that's all gearing up for the 2016 Olympic Games, which will be in Rio. And you know, they want to get the world on board, especially Latin America on board, as a golf base happens. So there's a little bit of foundation there for viewership and for excitement going into the Olympics. And I'm sure there'll be a new golf course built. Robert Trent Jones Jr., who was also here Thursday, is really angling to get that job. Of course, his stuff is well known to Hawaiian golfers,
mm-hmm.
courses on every island, and, or every major island, I should say. But it's going to be an interesting 5 years moving toward the Olympics because it's a different dimension for the modern game. It hasn't been played in the Olympics since 1904, and it should be fun to watch. And here, of course, Angel is attracting the biggest gallery by far.
Exactly. Jonathan Vegas is doing quite well for himself, too, and they're passionate. It's like Lorena Ochoa when she was, in the field. Her gallery was always, they're passionately for you with flags, and it's like being at the Olympics for them.
Right. That's right. And, on our website, fairwaysandgreens.com, I'll be covering tour events up and down the board. I'm going to do some LPG. There's so many, of course, that is so international with the Korean contingent and Japanese and the Australians and the Europeans, and the PGA Tour is starting to look more like that. Look at the top four players in the world are all from Europe, so.
What they've been working toward all this time, right? The globalization of golf.
They have to, yeah. They absolutely have to just because of the economic shifts, and there's too much viewership gold to be mined out there worldwide. And with the internet as pervasive as it is, people are tuning in now. They're aware of golf. Obviously, it'll probably never match soccer in these Latin American countries. But it's getting some play, and it's just now it's making it accessible to the masses. So that's the main thing.
Yes, it's making it accessible. Johnny Vegas is he's a perfect example of when you're a kid and you can play soccer. All you need is a ball. and some open space, and you can kick it around with the kids, right? I mean, that's what we did with baseball. You know, all you need is the ball, right?
Yep.
You can make your own bags. You can throw it. A bat would be helpful, Danielle. Yes, well, you can always find one of those. But with Vegas, what did he do? He took like a broomstick, you know, and that's what's important is giving the kids a place to play. And I wonder what the PGA Tour is doing to make that possible in Latin America.
Well, I think, you know, obviously in the United States we have the First Tee program to introduce disadvantaged kids or inner city kids to not only the game itself, but the culture around it and the nine core values that they've established, and giving them an entree to maybe a life in business or a life, you know, on a larger social scene than they might get in their normal culture. So whatever the PGA Tour comes up with on an international basis to kind of mirror that, I think is what they're shooting for, you know, just to build some affordable courses, maybe some shorter courses.
I would like that.
Game more accessible, yeah.
Oh, yes, that would be good. I mean, we have junior golf programs in Hawaii on each island, and then the umbrella Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. So we really work at getting the kids into the game, keeping them a game, and getting them into scholarships, you know, and that it's one great way to get your degree is through a golf scholarship program. If you start young and you're good at the game, you love the game, then why not go for it? We're going to take a break. We're going to be joined Fairways and Greens president. We have the editor here, Fairways and Greens editor, Vic Williams, and President Andy Bell will be joining us in a few minutes because there's a special artist who's going to be creating the cover of the catalog for fall. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Continuing our conversation with Vic Williams, editor of Fairway and Green. You know, I wondered, is Chichi Rodriguez there?
He's been here all week. Yeah, he's been holding court at the hotel we're staying at, and he was part of the press conference the other day. Kind of the opening press conference. So yes, he's like I said in my blog, he's the patron saint of Puerto Rican golf. So
it's every country needs a patron saint.
That's right.
Every Latin American country, we need one. So we have got Venezuela covered. We can and we've got Puerto Rico, and we've got Angel Cabrera. So we need to Camilo Villegas. Right. It's starting to roll. It's starting to roll.
Right.
Making progress. What strikes you most? I understand that in Puerto Rico, it's like they really embrace you when you get there.
Yeah, it's a very friendly country. Of course, every Puerto Rican citizen, they've been part of our American Commonwealth for a little over 100 years, or I guess actually since 1917. But you know, they've been really close to the United States since 1899, and you know. Interesting to note that there are more Puerto Ricans actually in the Bronx, New York, than there are actually on the island of Puerto Rico. There's about 3.5 million Puerto Ricans here.
My daughter-in-law is a Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
I mean, when they get into something, they're truly, you know, it's like everything, heart and soul. It's awesome.
Country.
Isn't it?
The food is fantastic here. they have some just wonderful, everything's based on kind of fried plantains and some great seafood dishes. It's just a great place to be at this time of year, really any time, but right now it's kind of their dry season and the weather's perfect. So I've had a great time down here all week long. Got some great golf courses, a couple more coming online soon. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weather-wise and even geographically, it's comparable to parts of Hawaii, especially like the lee side of, or the windward side of the Big Island where you get the rainforest.
Uh-huh.
It's just a
Hamakua Coast. Country. Yes, it is. What I like about this is the SeePuertoRico.com. They're sponsors, right? They're presenting the Puerto Rico Open. And then you've got Trump. It's like you've got Chi-Chi and Donald Trump and the Visitors Bureau, and they're all getting together to have a party that happens to be a golf tournament.
Pretty much. That's the way to describe it.
Yeah, you know, that to me is like infusing fun into the whole event. And that's what makes, I think, a golf tournament in a community so exciting, like in Phoenix.
That's right.
When everybody has a party.
I think they'd like to get there. I think they'd like to get to that point where they're like a Phoenix and they're attracting the big crowds and everybody's having a good time. They do have casinos here in the hotel. So, I mean, there's plenty of things for both the players and the caddies to do, but also the incoming visitors, and the locals have really embraced it. So
that's fabulous. That's what's necessary. Really. Excellent. Good to know. So they're going to continue to be on the tour. We're joined right now by Fairway and Green President Andy Bell.
Yes, that's correct.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Excellent. I don't know much about Lee Wybranski.
Correct.
But he is a legendary golf artist. And he is going to be doing your 2011 catalog cover.
That is
correct. How did you get him to do a catalog cover? I mean, that's a major step for an artist of his stature.
Yeah,
to...
you know what? Obviously, we've been very fond of Lee's artwork. He's done every U.S. Open poster for years going back, done great work for some of the best country clubs and resorts around the country. And we were fortunate that our creative director, Billy Draddy, had a relationship with Lee. And we talked to him a little bit about what we were trying to achieve. And I think, you know, given the authenticity of our brand, we were born a golf brand in 1995, and that's really the heritage. I think he felt a connection with what we were trying to do. So we were very, very happy to have him sign on.
That's excellent. Okay, I was just wondering, because here's this great artist, and doing your catalog, will the artwork then be displayed somewhere? Is this something that he's doing,
actually,
a painting?
We have the original in our New York office, but what we've done some... signed editions for our top clubs that are framed that you'll see hanging in some of the best pro shops around the country.
Okay. Now, your apparel line that'll be coming out in the fall.
Correct.
Can you give us a hint? I mean, I bet you it's already in production.
It is. Unfortunately, our business, we work well in advance, and we're designing Spring 12 as we speak. So it is in production. What you're going to see really... is a lot of color. The golf business continues to be driven on color. Doesn't matter what time of the year. So you're seeing a lot of clear color from us across the board. And then in the middle of that, you have more of a traditional fall palette. But lots of clear color, great attention to detail. You know, pay attention to the trims on the zippers, collars, contrast, all of that thing to just give the product a little lift to get the consumer.
I want to know, for the female, are they going to be shapely?
They are.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you know what? I think really it's happened across the board, but certainly in women's. The world's more fit conscious. And, you know, over the last 5 to 7 years, you've really seen shape come back to clothes. You know, especially in golf, it was, you know, it moved through that cycle where everything was kind of big, and the idea was that to be comfortable, things had to be loose fitting and big. And I think as you've seen golf kind of take on this identity of more of a sport, you know, more of an athletic sport, you're seeing things fit much closer to the body.
Yeah, and that I think is also what makes a woman feel more comfortable too, when she feels like she's you know, dress to impress, whatever. If you feel good, you look good, you play good, you know. You feel sexy, you even if you don't play good, you at least feel like you know, you're not in a bag.
Right, and sexy is actually a great word, because I think, especially on the women's side of our business, we know the wardrobe needs to be versatile. If you don't feel comfortable leaving the golf course in what you're wearing, I mean, you should be able to leave the golf course, have dinner, go to the store, do what you need to do, and really feel good about the way you look.
Exactly. Maybe change your shoes.
Yeah, change your shoes. Shoes would be good.
Yes, but be able to wear the clothes that you've got on your back when you leave that course. Absolutely. It's been a real pleasure talking with you. Andy Bell, president of Fairway and Green. Looking forward to seeing your 2011 catalog and the cover from Lee Wybranski. And it's great that you're promoting art and stylish clothing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Aloha. And Vic Williams.
Yes.
I hope you'll be back on the show again while you're going to be covering different events in different places?
Yeah, well, I'm either traveling, reviewing golf courses and resorts themselves, or covering PGA Tour events. I was at the AT&T earlier this year, and we'll probably hit a couple this summer. I don't think I'm doing the U.S. Open, but I've done the last three of those. So, yeah, there's plenty of opportunities for us to chat, no problem.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to it, because now that we've got the phone thing situated and all done...
That's right.
We'll be able to start earlier.
That's right. I appreciate you sticking with it and getting me on the horn.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed your company in Arizona, and we'll have to talk to Mary Beth about that, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting. Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
Good morning again, and welcome back to the clubhouse. I've got from the junior golf folks on Kauai Junior Golf, what they'd like to do is get you to get into the game. If you have someone who's between the age of 7 and 18, you need to join the 2011 Kauai Junior Golf program. It's fun, it's challenging, and it's rewarding, and anyone can play. Young, old, beginners, advanced, doesn't matter, they'll work you in, and you'll have fun. You'll make new friends. You'll see some old friends. You can be part of this growing trend that youngsters are enjoying. Wish I'd get some of the youngsters on the phone, like Sid Aquino, or talk to Christina Merkel, who's now at Tulsa on a golf scholarship. Stephanie Kono, you know, going through Stanford on a golf scholarship, or UCLA, excuse me. Oh, gosh, made a big mistake there. Okay, but if you need more information about this, you can go to kjga.org. That's their website, and register. Get online with them. Mary B. Porter King is always promoting the fabulous events that junior golfers can enjoy. We also have coming up, this, you've got to save the date on this one here. It's Monday, March 21st, 2011, between 8 and 1 o'clock. It's a conference at Ko'olina. Joe Steranka, the executive director of the PGA of America, is going to be there. David Avalos, the executive vice president and general manager of TaylorMade Golf. Larry Gilhooley, the Southwest Region Director for the USGA Green Service. Dave Marr, Golf Channel announcer for the PGA and Champions Tour. And Admiral Thomas Fargo, retired U.S. Navy. All going to be speakers there. Afterwards, there's a pro-am. It may be filled up already, but get in touch with them because it'll be a lot of fun, and there's going to be a clinic, too. Okay, so it's an all-day event or a half-day event, whichever you want to make it. Let's say good morning to Bob Bubka. He's over at the WGC Cadillac at Doral. Morning.
Good morning, Danielle. And, of course, unfortunately, sitting right alongside of me, my co-host on the Grill Room, Mr. Alex Maselli. Is he making his debut on your show with
you? I mean, he was on once before. I'm so glad you guys are on together. No, this is awesome.
No,
this
not,
is great.
I'm not.
I know you're not. And I know the reason we're doing this for a very, very, very special reason. In addition to the fact that you're there at the WGC World Golf Championship Cadillac at Doral, the Blue Monster, whatever, what I want to hear is the Grill Room, okay? You guys are on Sirius XM, and you don't agree on anything, but we don't get to hear you. So I thought it would be so much fun, since I talk to you, Bob, all the time, and I so infrequently get to talk to Alex.
Oh, you're lucky.
Well, no, I'm going to have Alex on sometime. Alex, are you there?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, Danielle, is it possible that the tsunami moved Hawaii closer that it might actually get satellite?
Well, it apparently moved Japan 8 feet, so hey, you know, who knows? We're supposed to get, they're supposed to be making a deal to get Sirius XM in Hawaii. Since we are a part of the nation, and it is nationwide, I love that part of their promotion. You know, we're nationwide. Whoops, we just forgot this little state over there. We're the horizon, anyway. What I want to hear is, you guys have your show today. What are you guys arguing about? What's the topic?
Well, we argue about everything, but on this show today, we are very fortunate to have Jack Nicklaus for, I guess, nearly 20 minutes. We sat down with him, or before Alex jumps in and corrects me, we stood up with him. We were standing, the three of us, in a NBC trailer last Sunday, and we talked about a wide range of things, and I think one of the great questions that Alex asked, he said, Jack, it's been 25 years since the Masters. Does it seem that long to you? And Jack, just looked Alex right in the eye and said, Alex, it just seems like yesterday.
I understand completely what he's saying. Don't you, Bob?
Yep. Oh, wow. I'm actually... You know, in a little bit of a tailspin, and I think it has to be directly attributed to working with Alex. I was on during match play, I was on a golf radio show out there on Tuesday. The show airs Monday through Friday, and, you know, when I got up after being on Tuesday, they were so excited. They said, could you come back on Wednesday?
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, I'd love to. I came back on Wednesday, and Mark, the homeless guy on Golf Channel, slipped into my chair, so I didn't get another shot. And then we got down to Honda.
Uh-huh.
And, Mike Ritz, who used to do a lot of work on Golf Channel, he no longer does anything for Golf Channel. He was asked, and I was asked, if we'd be available to do a little TV, internet TV, covering the Steve Marino first annual Ping Pong Invitational in Steve Marino's garage. So,
oh, that's good. I like it.
Yeah, and meanwhile, Alex is on TV more and more. He's on different radio shows more and more.
Oh, you're feeling... Oh.
And I'm in the garage.
Alex hasn't jumped in once yet. You know,
I'm feeling very badly for him, Danielle. Actually, I'm hoping that at the end of this segment, you got my little note that says that the Grill Room is actually looking for another co-host, and if you could get that out there into the world of Hawaii,
wait a minute,
you can actually get somebody that knows what they're doing.
But wait a minute. You know, he's a good man. He's been on my show for 12, 13 years.
And clearly he's really good at garage sales too, but that doesn't mean he should be on the show.
God, okay. You had Jack Nicklaus on. If you guys are really into arguing with one another, I want to know what was the topic that you guys disagreed about.
Oh, well, tell her, Bob. I mean, he's just so excited. I mean, he's like a little kid with a candy. He got a chance to talk to Tiger. Well, I'll let Bob do it because he does it so well. I mean, Tiger is clearly his number one buddy out here.
You know, one of the focal points of the Grill Room has been whether Tiger is going to win again and whether he's going to be number one again. And so I'm in the camp, the right camp, by the way, that Tiger definitely is going to win again. He's going to win more majors.
I think you've gotten all the women on your side now by saying you're in the right camp with Tiger.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Jack and I agree wholeheartedly on this point.
Oh, so you brought Jack in.
So when we showed up here, I felt the only thing I could do is get Tiger's perspective. So I posed the question to Tiger. I said, Tiger, you know, I was with Jack Nicklaus last week, and him and I really agree that, you know, you're going to get your game back. You're going to win majors. You're probably going to break Jack's record. I said, but my co-host on the Grill Room, by the name of, which you know, Tiger, Alex Vasselli, says that you're not. I said, can you, you know, give me a comment on that? And he just stared me right in the eye and gave the best possible answer. Well, how many majors has Alex Vasselli won? I said, thank you, Tiger, and we moved on.
Alex.
I get a chance to rebut this.
Ready.
Danielle, first of all, you know, you've heard of Sean Foley, haven't you?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, how many majors do you think Sean Foley has won?
Zippo. Zero.
Okay. Right.
Niente.
I don't even think Sean Foley's even teed it up inside the ropes at a PGA Tour event, even in a Pro-Am, probably. And then the guy before Sean Foley was Hank Haney. And how many times do you think Hank Haney, you know, has won? How many majors has he won?
If you can't do it, you teach.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the bottom line is, wait a minute.
I didn't interrupt you.
Wait a minute. The bottom line is between Hank Haney, Butch Harmon, Sean Foley, and Alex Vasselli, they have zero majors.
That's right. Zero majors. That's right. Zero majors. But yet, for some reason, His Majesty decided to take, you know, the teachings of these three different people in regards to winning 14 majors and 70-plus tournaments. And I think, just like me, who's been watching this guy since he was an amateur in 1996 at Pumpkin Ridge, I think I have a decent amount of say on, you know, in analysis on exactly how he is or isn't doing and where he may or may not be going. And I've never commented about it as swing because I'm not a swing guy. But it's not a swing issue anymore, is it?
No. No, it's not. But what is it? What is the issue?
Well, I mean, outside of the fact that he's clearly burping children and changing diapers, I think it's the fact that he's just, you know, he's got a lot on his plate that's happening outside of what happens on the golf course.
So maybe that's what's showing up in his putter?
Yeah, well, I think that's part of it. I mean, he hasn't practiced his putting probably near as much, Danielle, as he needs to. I mean, of course, we could go to Bob on practicing putting, but I don't think he's seen a putter in, I don't know, the last 6 years.
Yeah, but wait a minute. I committed a gross injustice to anybody that loves the game of golf and all of your listeners literally around the world because I did put the name Vasselli alongside of Foley, Haney, and Harmon.
Okay.
And just last week, while we were at Honda, one of the exhibitions that they had, you could go in
and get
a golf lesson from the legendary Bob Watson.
Why do you have a break, Daniel?
Bob
Watson, time for a break.
Bob, 87 years old, and for $20 to a donation to the first tee, you get a lesson from Bob Watson, and you get to hit into this screen to see how close you can knock it to the pin. Well, Alex refused to pony up the $20. But so I put it up, Danielle.
Okay.
And in retrospect, I would have paid $200 because when it came time to hit for the green, Alex would swing, the ball would hit the mat, and then a big sign would come up. Sorry, shot not eligible, miss green. So Bob Watson says, try it again. Sorry, shot not eligible, miss green. By now,
It didn't have a voice like that.
Wait, quickly.
It was way past quickly.
I'm in tears, and he said, where's this money going? And the guy said, well, this goes to the first tee. First tee! Blah, blah, blah. He says all these derogatory things.
Did you really, Alex?
Wait a minute. Much to my amazement, we're here doing the grill room show. We had to take a little break, and two young guys come over and say, can we speak to you for a little bit, Mr. Maselli? We'd love to get your viewpoint on a couple of things. And they got great big First Tee logos on their shirt, so they were from the First Tee. Alex says, oh, yeah. So I walked over and said, hey, guys, you don't realize this is one of the staunch supporters of the First Tee, Mr. Alex Maselli himself. So the faith I have with him on the grill room, Daniel,
yes.
There's another one on the other side.
Well, okay.
There were the virgin pineapples that have turned to old men by now waiting for that story.
I just got to clear up something. It's His Majesty that you referred to earlier, mm-hmm. Tiger Woods or Bob Bubka?
No, Tiger Woods.
You had it right, Danielle.
And you knew that Tiger Woods, you refer to him as that because why?
Well, because he thinks he's His Majesty. I mean, he doesn't think so now. I mean, he's kind of like Prince Charles, but, you know, back in the day, he was up there in the revered status, and not only by him, but everybody. I mean, there wasn't anybody in this room, which is the media center, that would write anything derogatory about Tiger, and when anybody did, they everybody shunned the person. So, but
don't alienate Tiger from us. Was basically hands off,
yeah,
right?
But Danielle,
what?
Alex,
why is it I can't finish it?
I don't know.
Bob, it's not entertaining.
Bob,
Alex is in possession of one of the great grand slams in all of golf.
Oh
because
God.
He was in the media room with Arnold Palmer while I was sitting there. He asked the question to Mr. Palmer, and Arnie stares at him and says, are you in the media? Then I was in the press conference with Nancy Lopez. Alex falls asleep. Then at the PGA Championship last year, he raises his hand with Tiger on the podium and says, well, Tiger, now that you're one of the worst golfers on the planet, it just goes on and on with this guy. I mean,
okay, wait a second, Bob. Now, give Alex a chance. Did you really fall asleep during Nancy's press conference?
I drove from, where was I? I drove from Richmond, Virginia up to Delaware at like 6 in the morning to get up there for the press conference. And I got up there, and she was talking about, like, her diet or something. I don't know what the heck it was. And it's like, you know, like what she's taking and how she's lost weight and how she's doing this and doing that. I mean, Danielle, it would put anybody to sleep that had gone through that situation. And then, the Tiger thing, yeah, I mean, what I meant to say, which happens sometimes in interviews, where I meant to say, the media has portrayed you now as the worst golfer. That was right after, by the way, he played his worst ever four rounds in a golf tournament since he was about four at the Bridgestone Invitational that used to be like his playground, which was
right.
No longer his playground.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to go back to one other thing because I don't want people. No.
Wait, no, Bob.
Tiger's response.
Bob,
I don't
can somebody turn his microphone off?
Danielle.
No, Bob.
Tiger's response to Alex calling him the worst golfer on the planet.
Yes.
He said, well, I think I could still beat you, Alex.
but you know, but he's proving, Danielle, clearly that may not be true. But let me just get back to the First Tee thing. Because I think
you forgot already.
No,
it's important
because people don't understand. The first, as I see the First Tee when it first started, it was supposed to be to grow the game of golf. Somewhere along the way, it has evolved into something other than growing the game of golf, because clearly it's been in place now for a long period of time, and we are not growing the game of golf. The game of golf is actually not growing at all. In fact, it's probably declining to some extent. I laud the people that are involved in the First Tee in regards to what they do, but they're not growing the game of golf. They're trying to make men and boys and girls, men and women, and make them better people, which is great. But we have many different programs out there in this world that do that. We need a program that grows the game of golf, and we don't have one.
Okay, so what you're saying is the First Tee, if you want to do what you say you're going to do, then focus on making golfers. But and won't the game of golf automatically make them better people?
It should. I'm sorry. You know, it's hard. There's a satellite, I know, and there's a problem. And clearly we have a technical difficulty because we got this nasal drip next to me here that's really killing us.
Well, listen, what I totally agree with is that we need to grow the game of golf. And the First Tee, I would like to see them do it in a much better way because there are many rural places on this planet that is not within walking distance or within driving distance of a golf course. And that makes it almost impossible for rural kids who are usually the least, advantaged children,
right,
to get to a golf course. And one of the reasons why we don't have a first tee program that really thrives in Hawaii, or we just got one, I'm sorry, sir, I know on the North Shore you're working very hard, is because there are so many restrictions in the first tee program and how where the golf course can be and how the kids can get to it. And, yeah, it's almost impossible to fulfill all of the requirements.
Well, that's because the tour's involved. See, again, you know, we don't want the PGA Tour involved in this, really. We want an independent group that wants to spend their time and energy focused on doing one thing and one thing only, which is growing the game of golf.
Okay, and I have just grown the grill room. This is what we're going to get when we get Sirius XM. These two guys are going to be just at each other's throats. And Jack Nicklaus, how did you guys couldn't possibly argue over Jack, right? I mean.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Jack. We were getting ready to start. And I said something, and Jack corrected my grammar.
Oh!
So then we go into the beginning of the interview, and yes. Bob is saying, you know, how honored we are to have Jack Nicklaus.
No, I said Mr. Nicklaus.
Mr. Nicklaus, whatever it was. And then I said, I don't think so. I mean, the guy just corrected my grammar. I'm not too excited about the prospect of having to sit here and talk to him.
We have to take a break, guys. And Mary Beth Lacey is going to be joining us. Oh, no, she's not. She's in Arizona. She's putting together our fam trip so that all of us can get together and go play golf again. Okay, Marianne Baldry is going to be joining us from Golf Week because we're going to talk about the Founders Cup. It's been a real pleasure talking to both of you. I get a sense of this show now, and I want you to get along a little bit better, okay?
Well, if you get a sense of the show, I have no idea what we do any day.
Yeah, you didn't know what day it was. Don't worry about him, Danielle.
And don't worry about him.
He's going to get better.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. It's the Grill Room presented by Transition Lenses. So when you're on the mainland, if you're on the mainland, be sure to tune in Saturday morning. What time is it on?
6 to 8 and 10 to 12. See, Bob can't even count his money.
Thank you. Okay, guys. Ciao. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window systems to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Waipu Bay, on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Oh, man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Yep. Straight down the fairway and right in the water. That's where I like to go. Beth Ann Baldry joins us now. She joined Golf Week in 2002, just days after graduating from Florida Southern College, where she played golf. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning. Go Mocs.
Good morning, Go Mocs. That's the name of the team.
Yes.
So you started playing golf when you started to walk?
Not quite. I started playing golf when I was around 9 years old. I played in a 50-cent league at our local Muni and grew up on the Muni and then went to Florida Southern, where Lee Jansen went to school, Rocco Media. We've got a few good players, Mark Fagotson.
Yeah. And now, what you were just saying about the league play, I think there's far too little league play in golf. I think it should be growing the game in league play. So your club was, what was it called?
It was called Cleveland Heights. It was owned by the city, and actually they used to have the future Syracuse school out there. But yeah, so basically we would play 9 holes for 50 cents, and then when you got a little bit older, you played 18 holes for $1. So it was every Monday. It's called the Junior Citrus League, and that's how I got started.
Wow. It'd probably be a little bit more expensive now. Not much. Since you just graduated.
I'm not old.
No, you're not. You just graduated from college in 2002. So that was a really good deal. And 50 cents.
It was.
Yeah, that was a golf course extending its hand out to you. All right, so then you didn't want to go into professional golf?
Oh, no, there really wasn't much of an option there. I wasn't that good. I played Division II golf.
So, but you also got your degree in kinesiology?
I got my degree in journalism.
In journalism, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It was a perfect marriage of my passion and my supposed talent.
It is. You are talented. You are absolutely talented. But there's a couple of things I wanted to ask you before we get into the LPGA story, the changes in Q School, and what you think of the Founders Cup, and all sorts of things. The favorite story you've written, is it still a Where Are They Now piece on golfers from the West Point class of 2005?
I definitely love that story. It was a great diversion from what I normally do. But I would say I really enjoyed going down to Guadalajara after Lorena announced her retirement, and spending time down there in Guadalajara. I'd been there before, but under different circumstances. So it was just really interesting to be there for her farewell tournament in Morelia, and all that emotion that accompanied it last year. I was down in Mexico for 11 days, so it was pretty cool.
I bet. Yeah, that must have been amazing. Guadalajara is quite an amazing city. I actually lived there when I was about four or six.
Oh!
Yes. I did something nice for my mother. I cut off my hair because it was hot. It was summer or something. And I decided, but I only got half of the... I had pigtails to my waist, and I cut one off. She was horrified.
Only one?
I don't know. Maybe the scissors didn't work. I don't know why, you know? It cooled me off enough. So I went home, and she's like, oh, my God, what have you done to yourself? So Guadalajara is gorgeous. The story about Q School changing for the LPGA and for the Futures Tour and combining the two together, I'm just a little confused. Not a lot, just a little. That's not surprising to me because the LPGA often confuses me. But it's streamlining its qualifying process here. That's right. The idea. So tell us how this is going to work.
Well, in years past, there's been a separate qualifier for the Futures Tour, and that always occurred in November. So if you wanted to hedge your bet in case you didn't get your LPGA Tour card through the final stage in December, you would go to Futures Q School in November, and that was a totally separate check that you would write, and you would... obviously, you had two sectional qualifiers to get into LPGA Q School. There was, I call it the Mulligan sectional in Venice in case you didn't make it out of Palm Springs. Well, what they're doing now is in the summertime, all the college and amateur players can play in the first, it's kind of they're weeding out a lot of players, I think, with this first stage. And so you won't see that many professionals in there because if you're a member of a Rolex ranked tour, which pretty much takes care of everything but like the Cactus Tour, then you're not eligible to play in the first stage, so you just go directly to the second stage. And that will look more like Futures Q School in the past, that field. And then there is no mulligan. If you don't make it out of the second stage, then you're done. So it puts a lot more pressure on players, but it's actually a little bit more expensive because now if you want to have any kind of Futures Tour status, you pretty much need to go as far as you can and get to the final and third stage. And that, you know, you have to pay $3,000 just to play in the first two stages. And in the past, if you only wanted to go to Futures Tour school, that was only $1,200. So that's a significant hike if you were just trying to play on the developmental circuit.
Oh. Now, that seems to eliminate a whole group of people who might like to see if they can hone their game on the Futures Tour. As one person said, I was reading, she said she spent 3 years which was a long time, but apparently she needed that time to become competitive and learn how to win and to really become good in her sport. And but so this basically makes that not an option. You either go for the LPGA, and if you, from what I understand, is in the final stage of Q School, the final stage when everybody's weeded out and there's a final stage, a certain number will get their LPGA cards. The rest will get their Futures Tour cards.
Correct. So, correct. The only people that are essentially out of luck are people who can't afford to pay the extra money. Because before, you would just go to one site for Futures qualifying. You'd pay $1,200. You'd come to Florida. You know, you'd play in your one tournament, and then you'd have Futures Tour status. But now, if you're just graduating from college or just looking to turn professional out of a junior rank, if you want to have good status on the Futures Tour, you have to play in all three stages.
Okay. Now, why are they doing this?
Well, I think it actually will. I think it will help improve the quality of the field for the Futures Tour because, and the way it was in the past, if you made it to the finals of LPGA Q School and you didn't go to Futures Q School, and you missed the cut and you didn't fare well in Daytona, then you could only get in like half the events on a Futures Tour schedule. So this actually now it's like the PGA Tour and the Nationwide Tour. You know, you're assured good status on the Futures Tour if you make it to the final stage, you know, make the cut. So those better players are going to have more opportunities to play on the Futures Tour rather than in the past if you had just gone to LPGA Q School and had an off week, then you're kind of in this, like, no man's land place, you know?
Got it. Okay. So is they're trying to improve the quality of golf on the tour so that the women who are playing on the Futures Tour are really competing pretty much at the same level of the LPGA Tour, but not quite.
Well, no, not quite. But it gives you more opportunities to play if you, like I said, had a poor week on the LPGA final stage of Q School. Now you are sure to have great status on the Futures Tour.
Yeah.
So that should help. It's just, you know, if you just need to, if money is a problem, you need to start lining up some cash.
Yeah, well, I was thinking, when you said that if money's a problem, it's pretty much a problem for everybody right now. You know, it makes it very difficult, tough on families. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KHUI Honolulu, Kona, that is KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM 1 Princeville, and always online at RadioGolfClub.com. Something that's been quite controversial and I guess has been now embraced because there's quite a large field, is the Founders Cup that's being played. Now, what's great about this is that, this is the way I understand it, we're actually saying thank you to the 13 co-founders of the LPGA. And much like Byron Nelson used to sit at the 18th green, the founders will be able to sit there and sort of get their recognition from the current LPGA Tour players as they come in for their 18th. Is that correct?
That's correct. There will be Shirley Spork is actually going to play in the Pro-Am. Then Marilyn Smith will be on hand, Louise Doug. So, you know, I think those players are going to be around all week, to my understanding. So players will get to meet them firsthand. And Louise Doug, she always has something fabulous and hilarious to say. But but also, Patty Sheehan, Pat Bradley, Nancy Lopez, you know, they're going to put on, and Betsy King put on an exhibition match before the first T10 goes out on Friday.
Cool.
So it'll be a week-long celebration of the past. And then, you know, also players will have an opportunity to donate money to a charity of their choice if they play well.
Now, R.R. Donnelly is the company that came up with the money to A, put on the event, and B, create a fake purse, a faux purse. So the money will not count toward the player's earnings? Is that correct?
No, it will count toward everything that it normally would. They just won't have any cash in their pocket.
Okay, they won't get any money, but that money will the R.R. Donnelly company is putting up will then be donated to the charity of the player's choice?
Well, what they're going to do is half of the purse. It originally was a mock $1.3 million purse. And originally they decided that $500,000, $550,000, something like that, was going to go to the girls' golf program that the LPGA and the USGA run. But several top players didn't like the fact that, okay, wait a second, we're playing for $1.3 million, but less than half of that is going to charity. That doesn't make any sense. So, you know, Paula Creamer, Christy Kerr, Morgan Pressel, Suzanne Patterson, several players voiced their concerns. And because of that added pressure, the commissioner was forced to go back to the drawing board and come up with some more money. And now $1 million is going, the purse was dropped, the fake purse number was dropped from 1.3 to a million. And all that money will go to charity. Half will go to the girls program to fund junior girls golf. And then the first through 10th place finishers will be able to donate money to a charity of their choice.
Okay. And who's paying for the event to be put on?
R. Donnelly is covering the purse, as well as more money in terms of, you know, putting on the turn, TV, all those extras.
Yeah, I don't think people realize. Go ahead.
I was going to say there are also other manufacturers that stepped up last minute. Ping was pretty big in the fourth quarter, with coming up with some extra money, so the commissioner could bump that up to a million. And then when he did that, Paula Creamer, Morgan Pressel, and Christy Kerr all committed to the event. So that was big, because if you're going to have an event that celebrates the history of the tour and is giving money back to USGA, LPGA girls golf, you need your American star players behind it. So
yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
So that was pretty big.
Yeah, Yanni Tsang and Jiayi Shen, they're going to be there. And I was going down with one of my favorite players. She's not American, but it doesn't matter to me. You know, to me, it's the excellence of the athlete. Suzanne Patterson.
She's not playing.
And you laugh. Why?
Because Suzanne is one of the few players that, from the beginning, was really quick to say she just didn't like it. She didn't like the format. She didn't like what they were doing. And refused to play in it, and even when they made the changes, still refuses to play in it. So, I just laugh, because Suzanne, she doesn't hold back, you know? She tells her like it is, and I appreciate that, and I think a lot of fans do as well. But she's not alone. Only 4 of the top 10 players in the world are playing in this event.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just Suzanne.
Okay, so they have issues, but for a large group of women are out there, and that's great to see. Christina Kim will be there, and Hawaii's Kimberly Kim will be there, and so will Christy Kerr, of course, and it's a big, big field. We have a couple of the sponsor exemptions that were given out, one to Jennifer Johnson and one to Shasta Everhart. You've written about Shasta, right?
I have. She was down at Daytona at Q School. Had a bit of a rough final hole, so that she wasn't able to secure exempt status at the top priority, but still had a good week, and she's really a delightful player. I really enjoy talking to her. For those who haven't seen her, she's like 6'1", I think. So you can't miss her.
Kind of like Michelle Wee, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like Michelle Wee. But just has a beautiful smile, a great personality, and one of the few African-American players to play on tour. So she's a great story.
And it truly is. What is your favorite story right now with the LPGA Tour? Since we've heard so many, you know, the bummers, the fact that there aren't more events being held in the U.S., what is your take on the LPGA, where the direction it's going? Is it going to get better? Or are we going to see more declines?
Well, I spent in the last week, I spent a day with Paula Creamer and I spent a day with Yanni, and I thoroughly enjoyed both days and came away, you know, pretty positive about things, because on the one hand, you know, obviously State Farm was was a bit of bad news, and it shocked everyone in Singapore. None of the players saw that coming.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, the LBJ didn't either, really. But Polly Kremer is healthy. She is very relaxed. She's in a great mood. She's very happy. I spent a lot of time with her at her house in Isleworth, gorgeous home. She's loving life right now, and the same can be said, obviously, with Yanni, who's won a gajillion tournaments already. But
right.
But Paula, that's important, because Paula has been, you know, riddled with injury for several years now, and so, you know, fans, there aren't very many people on tour that connect with fans the way Paula does. So so it's great for the LPGA if she can get back to winning tournaments. The U.S. Open was huge. And Yanni, it's great to see a player, you know, win several tournaments in a row. And Paula said exactly what I've been saying all along. Rivalries are great for the game. Six is too many. Having six players in the mix for number one is just too confusing for fans. And so it's great to see, you know, Yanni kind of step out and separate herself a little bit. And then if we could have one or two more players get into that mix and kind of narrow it down a little bit, I think it'll be a lot more interesting.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so Shasta Avery Hart, Avery Hart, right, is her name?
She's Avery Hart, mm-hmm.
Yes, she's going with Blessings in a Backpack. That's the PGA Tour Wives of organization that they've actually helped Hawaii schools here in Hawaii with Blessings in a Backpack. Beth Bader has the Susan L. Bader Foundation of Hope, and Kyung Bai has the Drum Corps International, Amanda Blumenhurst, the Lifetime Sports Academy of Fort Wayne, Indiana. If one of these women is in the top 10, they'll be able to give their charity the money that they win because they're in the top 10. We have, who's going to be joining us after our break, Meredith Duncan, who I'm just guessing, is going to be giving the money if she qualifies and gets in the tournament and in the top 10, because of course she will, because we're only going to think positive. Right, Meredith?
Right.
I think you're going with the Arc of, which charity are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm going with the Arc of Cato Bossier. I actually do a charity event for them. I actually did it a couple weeks ago. It's called the Goldman School, and it's a school at home in Shreveport, Louisiana, for children with disabilities that my sister works at. So.
Excellent. Okay, we're going to hear all about that in just a couple minutes. And I really want to thank you for being on the show. Beth Ann Baldry writes for Golf Week magazine, and you can find her online and on Twitter. She's a lot of fun, and you're great to talk to. Can we do this again?
Absolutely. And I have to say, Meredith Duncan, your next guest, one of the funniest players on tour. So,
or funny looking.
No. Don't go there.
Don't tell me, Meredith.
Okay, good. So we're going to have a good laugh. Thanks so much for being on the show. Beth Ann Baldry, Golf Week Magazine. Pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Here is your Golf Club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your Golf Club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to The Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with Meredith Duncan. She's on the LPGA Tour. She turned professional, became her rookie year was 2004. Girl, you have won $270,490.
That sounds like a lot.
I was just going to say. Where did it all go? Tell me, where does it all go? I mean, because it sounds like, you know, okay, in 6 years, you've earned more money than most people, in 10 years.
It sounds good.
It does sound good, but it probably doesn't stretch very far, does it?
It doesn't stretch very far. Unfortunately, as we all know, traveling is a hair expensive right now.
Yeah, and so you take care of all of your automobile flight expenses. If you could, you drive from place to place?
I try to drive, if I can. I've got a 2002 Suburban that my friends call the land yacht because it's like let's make a deal. It's like, whatever you want, I probably have it in the car.
Well, that's what you got to have. It's got to be like home, right? I mean,
I've got an outfit for everything. I got my tennis racket. I got a baseball glove. I got my bike on the back. You know, I mean, whatever you need, I got it.
Wow, now that's what I love. You play tennis, you love baseball, you ride bike, is that part, and you got your degree in kinesiology.
Yeah, I did.
Do you use that in your workout?
Not really. I mean, I kind of know, throughout my studies and throughout just, general trial and error, I kind of know what works for my body. Everybody's different, Everybody works out a different way and treats injuries a different way. And, we're very lucky on tour. We have a fitness van and we have some physical therapists on tour to help us with our injuries and, stretching and, whatever else that ails us.
Do they pay for that or do you have to pay for that?
No, they're employed by the tour. Yeah, so we're very lucky, and there's some exercise equipment in there. There's a treadmill and a couple bikes and elliptical and all that. So you can get in a good workout and also, having the same PTs there every week, they can kind of help you along in your recovery. I mean, I don't have a great back, so, being able to go to the same people every week and, work on different things is really good.
Excellent. So there are some benefits.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Sometimes it seems like such a hard life that you've chosen for yourself. Traveling, how do you have a relationship with some, a serious boyfriend?
I don't know. I don't know. The only man in my life right now is my 6-year-old nephew, so.
My 7-year-old grandson is the sweetheart of my life. No.
They're great. When I'm home, he's into Army stuff, and when I'm home, I'm usually by 7:30 in the morning in full fatigue, so.
Okay, the one thing that people have, we were talking about, Suzanne Perryson and Michelle Wee and Shasta Avery Hardin is being 6'1", and you are of the stature of our Tad Fujikawa. You're 5'1".
Correct.
And that, to me, that it must you're it must be just as go gung ho. And how did you develop a skill in golf?
Well, my mom's dad, my granddad, was a teacher in the area, and he had 3 daughters, including my mom was the youngest, and all the daughters played, and my mom's oldest sister actually had a son, my cousin Chris Cox, who played on the PGA Tour for a while, and then my mom and my dad both played. My dad passed away of pancreatic cancer 7 years ago. Oh. My mom is disabled from back surgery, so she doesn't play anymore, but... I just grew up with my mom and dad playing, and my granddad was my best friend, and so, whatever he did, I wanted to do. So me and him would just go out after school and, play around and practice, and, people tell me all the time now, gosh, I can just remember you were 12 years old and hitting balls down here with your granddad, and, I mean, I started when I could walk, so it was just kind of a natural thing to do.
How do you earn the Dinah Shore Award?
It was the Golfer of the Year award.
And you won that in 2002?
I sure did.
Yeah, and yep. The Nancy Lopez Award, you have also received that.
Yeah, that was the amateur golfer of the world, of the universe or something. I don't know, you know. You know, I mean, it's something like, I don't know, but I sat with Nancy at a dinner when I was 21 years old and just thought, you know, it was pretty much the coolest thing ever, so.
What impressed you the most about her?
She's just so nice. You know, she's so motherly and, you know, she's just one of those people that, you know, you want to take to McDonald's and have a Happy Meal and sit down and you can solve all the problems of the world. You know what I mean? And she's just a great, great human being.
Well, I got it. Yes. No, I mean, I understand that kind of person. You just want to sit and talk with them forever.
Yeah, one thing that I saw at a Nancy, I don't know what year it was, but it was a few years ago, and she got a sponsor invite to Springfield, to the State Farm, and my housing is right near the 18th green, so we were sitting out on the back porch watching people come in, and we saw Nancy come in, come and finish on 18, and there was a big crowd, and I think she shot like 89 or 90, or she shot pretty high, and I just remember walking back over to the clubhouse to get something out of my locker, and she was still signing autographs.
Wow.
And she signed autographs until everybody left. And I thought, you know, that's somebody who, if we could all just be a little bit like, you know, I mean, there's players I know that, you know, I mean, you shoot 75 or 76, you know, the last thing you want to do is sit and sign autographs. But, you know, she just gets it. You know, you just, you know, people want to see you, never mind, no matter what you shot. She sat there and signed every autograph.
Because people don't judge you by what your game is that moment, but how you are as a human being.
Exactly. And it was just really, really, really cool to see. And I thought, God, I wish everybody could be out here watching her do this.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, when you are having a rough go of it, like your best year, according to the numbers, was 2008.
Yeah.
And you're having a bit of a, let me ask you this question before we get to your game. How is this schedule affecting you since, I mean, you can only take, what was the name of your car again?
It's a 2000, it's a Denali. It's a Mini XL.
And what do your friends call it? The land yacht? The land yacht? Okay, you can't take a land yacht to Thailand. I don't care how
comfy it is. As much as I try, my car does not fly.
No, and it doesn't fly. It won't sail either. So
no.
The LPGA schedule as it is now, it must be really hard for you to make a living.
It is hard, and I'm going to play some futures events this year, and I'm going to play some state opens, and I'm going to play whatever I can play in. But, you know, right now, I just want to make money, you know, period. I'm fixing to be 31 years old, and, you know, golf is great, and I would love to say that I'm going to make a huge amount of money playing golf, but, you know, right now, it's all about making money.
Because
no matter how I do it, you know.
Yes, and what would you do if you didn't play golf?
I don't know. I'm interested in a lot of things. I love working with kids. I love working with animals. I love doing kids clinics. I don't mind teaching golf. I like teaching women. So I mean, I've got a lot of opportunities. You know?
Yeah,
I
can hear that.
I like doing. There's a lot of things that I'm interested in.
There's no giving up in you, is there, Meredith?
No, I'm not giving up quite yet.
No, I mean just in general, just in life.
You
go for it, and I really appreciate your personality. You're a lot of fun to talk with. When you work on, let's say you're having a bad round, how do you talk to yourself and treat yourself if the day's not going well?
You know, you just gotta kind of stop and say, okay, this is what it is. Tomorrow's going to be a better day. Find something good. You know, whether it's, boy, I had a great milkshake, or whatever it is, you know, whatever it is that you can do to make yourself feel better. Because, you know, at the end of the day, whether you shot 65 or 85, you're still a professional golfer and you're still a human that wants to be happy and have fun and do things that you like. So, you know, for me, I've been cycling quite a bit. And so, you know, a lot of times if I'm on the road, I can just get on my bike and put my headphones on and just kind of go and
just disappear.
Yeah.
Into the music.
Yeah, and just kind of be, you know. I mean, sometimes you just have to do that, you know, and you have to say, I'm okay, you know, these things happen, and I'm not perfect, and, you know, kind of try to get on with it, which sometimes is not easy.
Singing karaoke is one of the favorite things you do?
Well, yeah, I like to sing karaoke, but I'm a little bad at it.
That doesn't matter. You don't understand. Karaoke's not about being good.
Yeah, well, I mean...
It's about going out and having fun and just
yeah.
letting it all out.
That's a little liquid courage never hurt nobody either.
And that's the other part of it. But see, it's very, very popular in Hawaii. So everybody
yeah.
can totally relate to what you're, you know, how you get to go out and express yourself.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you have this great heart. And tell us the name of your charity event. You put on a charity event every year. There could be somebody in the neighborhood who's listening right now in your neighborhood.
Yeah, it's the Arc of Catabosia, and the school is called the Goldman School, and it's a school for children with disabilities. And my aunt, who I just got the phone with, Pam Kimbrough, is the director of children's services there, and my sister Hillary works in the classroom there, and she's really good at. They're both really good at what they do, and so we've done a charity event the last 3 years, actually during Mardi Gras, which is really fun because most of the girls don't get to do Mardi Gras stuff, so we. We go to a big Mardi Gras parade, and we actually, the last couple of years, rode on a float in a parade and threw beads. And
that sounds like fun. It's the third, you had the third David Duncan Memorial Charity event.
Yeah, it was named after my dad. My dad played, like I said, he died of pancreatic cancer, and he always played Santa and, you know, did all that kind of Easter Bunny and dressed up for the school and all that, so.
We're going to talk again. This is a lot of fun. Thank you so much. And then you'll share with us some of the tips on how you get good at your game, good enough to play on the LPGA Tour. Meredith Duncan, thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good, good. Okay, aloha. We'll be following you because we want you to make it into the Founders Cup.
Yep,
R.R. Donnelly. Yes. On Tuesday, we're thinking about...
At 9 o'clock, everybody cross your fingers.
I got them crossed and my toes. Okay.
If you can cross your toes, please cross them.
They're done. Thank you so much.
Sounds good. Thanks, y'all.
Aloha. I want to thank the people who make this golf show possible. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning and sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product. You can depend on Alakai Mechanical. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 742-8711. Special deals for kama'aina and visitors. Values and packages at Poipu Bay Golf Course, besides being, of course, Kauai's South Shore gem, open now after the 8-month greens replacement. You got to go to Poipu. Star Protection, get the star team on your property, whether you need protection for your shopping center, your neighborhood board, you'd like to get somebody active in your neighborhood board, there's some gated communities here, you need to get in touch with Star Protection, or if you're putting on an event, get in touch with Star Protection, and if you'd like to join the star team, that's right, you got it, get in touch with Star Protection. And the Golf Club is sponsored by Hawaii Golf News and Travel, 808golf.com for all of your local news and stories. In addition to scores, and you can always find us at radiogolfclub.com. If you'd like to listen on your smartphone, you just download the app, the Stitcher Radio app, and then you can stream it through your phone without using up any memory at all, and it's also podcast at iTunes. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll feed up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2011.